Agathon, a Greek slave in Pompeii, by Catherine Daniels. Copyright Burlington Books 2009. Chapter 1. A Talented Artist. It's a hot day in Greece, in 79 AD. Agathon is sitting on a hill. He's watching the Aegean Sea below him. The water is blue, and the sun is shining. He puts blue paint on his paintbrush and paints a rock in his hand. The painting is of his parents. The sun goes down, and Agathon finishes the painting. He writes his name on it. Suddenly, his father arrives, and Agathon shows him the painted rock. His father, an artist, smiles and makes it into a necklace around his son's neck.
"You're very talented, son,"
he says.
"One day, you can paint in my studio. But you're only 14 now, and you're an excellent student. You must finish your studies first."
Agathon's father has got interesting news. Agathon can study philosophy in a famous academy in Athens. Agathon knows Latin and Greek, and he is very intelligent.
"But I don't want to go there,"
Agathon says, surprised.
"I want to study art with you."
The next day, Agathon and his friend Heron are walking on the beach. There's an old boat near the water. They get into it and lie down in the sun. They talk about the academy.
"I want to be an artist, not a philosopher like Plato,"
says Agathon. The sun is hot, and soon the boys fall asleep. The boat begins to move. Agathon and Heron wake up, and the boat is far from the beach. The boys are frightened, but then they see a ship.
"Look! A ship! It can help us!"